Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you know him from SNL. Mikey Day is with us, and he's also the host for season two of Is It Cake, which is an incredible program. Mikey, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you've been on Saturday Night Live for what, 27 years now?
37, actually.
37. Okay. I'm sorry. Listen, I just went back and watched the nursing home sketch where grandma gets gonorrhea. And
my God, that's so funny.
You know, now did you write that also?
When grandma gets, wait, which one is this?
This is the nursing home where Graham gets gonorrhea.
I don't remember. There's been so many, I don't even remember this one. I'm like, okay, grandma gets gonorrhea. That could be several things here. They all start to kind of blend together.
Right.
This past season we had some awesome hosts. It was an awesome season.
I was going to ask you about that. Who do you think, since your time there, you've been there since 2013, starting out as a writer, who have you seen as the very best host?
Oh, man. That's tough, because you always like hosts for different reasons, or they do a certain thing super well. I mean, I do remember being kind of in awe, like when Eddie Murphy came and hosted. That was a wild week. It just felt very, I don't know, there was almost this elevated, like, magic in the studio.
Sure.
You know, it's Eddie Murphy, and we had a sketch. We wrote this dumb sketch about, it was like North Pole News, and I was an elf, and he was like a crazy dude, being like, a polar bear is eating elves out there. But it was just me and him on camera for a little bit. And I definitely had an out-of-body experience. I'm like, this is Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Just watching him kind of have that command of the audience. And he's such a dynamic, amazing performer. So that was pretty cool. When Adam Sandler came back and hosted, that was a fun week. It's fun to see, like, people you grew up watching.
Right.
And who were, like, such a huge part of that show, to see him back, like, in Studio 8H kind of doing their thing is pretty special.
That's pretty cool.
Like to watch Opera Man. He did Opera Man and Threw the Roses, and I like ran and grabbed a rose, put it in my dressing room. So I have this wilted old rose, but I'm like, I gotta take an Opera Man rose. I was like running like a fan at a Beatles concert, like, I need a rose.
We're talking to Mikey Day here, the National Defense, and the season two now of Is It Cake? And now, do you host this as Don Jr.?
That would be fantastic. It would be a lot of judgment. Like, what the hell are you guys doing? This is absolutely bonkers. Get a real job in finance. That would be hilarious. Like, what is this? It's funny because there's like, think of Don Jr.'s energy. The energy of the show is like so supportive. This community, the hyper realistic cake community, which I didn't even know was as much as a thing before I was involved in the show. They're very supportive of one another, and it's a fun competition show because they're rooting for each other and they help each other. There's no like backstabbing and talking smack on each other in the corner while there's little subtitles and they talk in whispers. So
no,
it's a very fun energy. It's a silly show, and I think the show is aware that it's silly, but
it's like amazing perfect, though. It's amazing.
The perfect summer show to watch.
Yeah,
like with your family. Because kids are into it. Kids love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My daughter was the first one to tell me about it. And this is season two. But some of these cake creations that they come up with. So if you don't know the plot of the show, the competition is they have to come up with these items that two of them are not cakes and one of them is a cake. And it could be a sewing machine. It could be a handbag. It could be an igloo cooler. I mean, these things are incredible.
Yeah. it's funny hearing someone else describe the show. You're like, what is this?
Well, right. I mean, that's your first reaction.
I had a lot of parents be like, my kids are watching this. And I'm like, what? And then inevitably they're like, well, I got into it. And I was like, it's got to be number four, right? I mean, there's some crazy, crazy stuff. And we have, the show has bakers that make the cakes for, you know, the first couple rounds and the last round, and they created some banana stuff. I mean, they made full toilets out of cake.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Breaking with a sledgehammer is pretty remarkable. If you have to cut a cake with a sledgehammer, that's insane.
That's a strong cake. I mean, that's a cake that you can also you can eat and leave a deposit. I mean, I love the idea of just that.
Hey, I went to the bathroom in a cake today. What is happening? What is my life? Yeah, it's really fun. It's like the perfect show, I feel like, to watch in the summer with your kids. Just something fun and silly. Turn your brain off for a little bit.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I always think about whether people at home, people that want to be very fancy bakers, try to reproduce these cakes and end up, cutting off a limb or something.
To middling results, I know. Yeah, right. It's definitely best left to professionals. It's remarkable what they do. It's crazy. They start with, it's like, they're like bakers, as they're also painters and like sculptors. There's so many talents that go into this that, and it's just crazy just looking at what they start with. They're just flour, eggs, and then all of a sudden it becomes this very realistic object.
It's a fun,
it still blows mind.
Fun and delicious show. Is It Cake? Season 2 starts actually today on Netflix. And that's fun. Mikey, it's been such a pleasure talking to you, man. Great, great stuff on SNL and everything you've done.
You too. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and thank everybody listening for their service.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.